Well, in Los Angeles, the Museum of Natural History is trying to move into the digital age. The museum is home to a collection of fossils, but sifting through them can be time-consuming, so the museum is putting the fossil collections online, as Sandon Totten reports from Pasadena.
Jan Vendetti is a curator with the Natural History Museum, and she's leading me through a warehouse just south of downtown L.A. to see the museum's fossil collection.
There's a new car smell or a new shoe smell. There is a collection smell. It's like a clean dirt sort of smell.
Do you like it?
I love it. I mean, it smells like I'm in a museum.
The warehouse is filled with hundreds of gray cabinets. Vendetti stops to open one up.
So what you're looking at are basically snails and clams.
Oh, these ones are so cool. They look like Christmas lights.
Yeah, so this is a Pliocene snail from the Merced Formation.
This drawer is full of dozens of fossilized shells. Some the size of Big Macs, others the size of the sesame seeds on a Big Mac. In total, this collection has about 10 million fossils. Each one helps tell the tale of how life on Earth evolved and gives clues about our planet's future. This warehouse is like LA's central library of invertebrate fossils. But Jan Vendetti says if it were a library, it would be a terrible one.
There's a card catalog to some of it, but you would have to come to us and we would have to just search around and try to find the book that you're interested in, which is ridiculous, right? Like, that's not how a library works, and nor should it be the way that a collection works.
But that is how most museum collections work. There's no universal filing method like the Dewey Decimal System, and for decades, many museums simply didn't have the money or person power to properly catalog all the fossils they'd gathered.
If they were collected historically, 50, 60 years ago, and those museums have not catalogued their collections, they're invisible to us.
That's Austin Hendy, also with the Natural History Museum. He calls these fossils dark data. Imagine you're studying how sea life changed as the planet warmed in the past. It's important since we face a warmer future. There are fossils that could give you crucial insights, but you don't know they exist, and there's no easy way to find them. So you miss out. That's dark data.
This is a wealth of information that's buried in the cabinets. It's dark, and we often say we're unlocking the cabinets now.
That's because of a new initiative funded by the National Science Foundation. The goal is simple: get fossils into a searchable online database. The NSF gave the Natural History Museum and several other West Coast institutions $2 million to digitize marine fossils. It's part of a growing effort to digitally archive the collections at roughly 1,600 U.S. museums.
I think the real difficult part that I focus on all the time is imaging.
Gil Nelson is a digitization specialist at Florida-based iDigBio. It's an organization dedicated to helping curators get their collections online.
How do we get useful images, and how do we determine what needs to be imaged and maybe what doesn't need to be imaged, and how do we build systems that can mine these images for relevant data?
Right now, there's no consensus on how best to photograph fossils so researchers can study them from their laptops. But people like Cambria Rodriguez are working on that. She's a student at Cal State Dominguez Hills and works part-time with the museum's collection. Today, she's snapping pictures of a shell.
And it looks pretty good. You see how you could definitely really see the hinge?
She's constantly adjusting the lights or delicately propping the fossils up with bits of styrofoam. She even hand-cleans some of them with a toothbrush before a shoot. After all, scientists from around the world will refer to these pictures for decades to come.
That's why when I tell people, oh, I do photography and everything, and they're like, oh, you photograph fossils, like, they're just sitting there. And I'm like, no, it's intimidating. You don't know who's going to look at it in the future, and you don't know if they're going to say, I can't get anything out of this because it's a bad picture.
Since she started last year, Rodriguez has photographed about 2,000 fossils. The museum plans to finish 200,000 over the next 4 years. After that, there will still be millions to go. In the meantime, researchers like Nicole Benuso will have to do things the old-fashioned way.
But it doesn't spiral. It doesn't spiral like a soft-serve ice cream cone. That's the way I usually describe it.
A professor at Cal State Fullerton, Benuso and her students are gathered in the museum's warehouse having a heated debate over whether a particular fossil was an ancient snail or clam. Benuso says most students can't just drive to a collection like this. They have to travel far, sometimes by plane.
But if you had digital collections, you could actually download data, you could actually see the fossils digitally. And so to me, it's a low-cost way of doing really high-quality research.
After all, digging up a fossil is hard enough. Hopefully in the future, scientists won't need a second expedition just to find a fossil buried deep in a museum. For Here and Now, I'm Sandon Totten in Los Angeles.